the lions have their own historians, the tales of hunting would always glorify the hunter. Hello and welcome to the most opinionated hour on radio and the nation's thought-provoking hour. I am Nana Ansakwao IV, chief of the Little Republic of Akwemu Edumasa. And I say thank God it's Monday, and a big Monday it is indeed. A big Monday for us to meet up as one people, drop our labels and seek what's best for us all. Welcome to the ritual I call That's My Opinion, a ritual performed by open-minded people, by people who are widely read, deep-thinking, nation-lovers, above all, patriots. And that's you. Yes, you who tune in every Monday, even if you're a silent listener, you. Whom I now call my opinionators. Without you, there's no show. Our topic today, folks, has schooling been a blessing to us or has it been a curse? Has schooling been a blessing to us or has it been a curse? That's only on Joy 99.7 FM every Monday at this time. So make it a date, make it a point, and always tune in. Let's all gather and make truth good. Folks, as you know, most of the time I will state my case and stand my ground. But today, I am open-minded on this subject. Folks, today I'm open-minded on this subject, but this past weekend, I have been reflecting. Indeed, those of you who are my status or if you're on my broadcast list, you know, I was just blasting away and blasting away at the degradation and, you know, pollution. And, you know, I have gone through a whole host of emotions. Sadness, pain, hurt, deep hurt, folks, anger, with a whole lot of whys. Has schooling been a curse? Or has it been a blessing to us? School near Kwekra, and who buy and fast one? I say, I better know me away. So, folks, obviously, in many ways, yes, I think the opportunity to be schooled has been of great help. I don't need to reiterate that. Schooling has produced many professionals, has broadened our horizon, has enabled us to appreciate the global wealth phenomenon. But my fear is that the downside, if I may call it, may be eroding all the benefits. Folks, I want to be very measured in my delivery because I am a bit emotional on this subject. So I have to try and be very measured. Again, I don't want us to narrow this conversation. So be mindful when you get to the phones. Be mindful. Now, once upon a time, folks, we were not conventionally or commercially schooled as we do today until Diego de Azambuja in 1471. Folks, but we have read and heard stories, testaments from that time, accounts on how they lived. Houses neatly, you know, aligned in rows, avenue trees, communities were neat. Folks, there are accounts about how decent people were, how respectful they were to one another, how helpful they were to one another. There are several accounts of people who encountered people in those days, forebears, and these are the stories they wrote about how exemplary they lived. Even how they revered their maker and their creator. As for respect to the environment and forest and water bodies, even grasslands, it was near perfect. Now bear in mind that this was the foolish era, Bejimibre. Yes, this was the foolish era. So in the foolish era, waters were clean, our environment was intact, corruption was low, people had values, and people had shame. But no, my Jimmy. Tanya from Bejimibre. Now, this is where my naivety comes in. We are now in the wise era. Going to school, some to PhD level, speaking big grammar. The brain has been trained and retrained. It's been taught how to adapt and to learn how to learn. The wise era. Whatever, folks, we are experiencing today is a sum total of the wise era. It's a sum total of the wise era. Folks, I don't know if there's a hidden code in our education. But I remember once I was on the Joy Morning Show, Super Morning Show, with Professor Nana Jane Opokuagyema. She was then the education minister. And she said that our education system is such that by the time you finish university, you are just educated. That statement really struck me. She was the minister then. By the time you finish university, you are diseducated. There must be some truth in it. Judging by what's going on, there must be some truth in it. And maybe we need to sit and find out why it is that you become diseducated by the time you go through the schooling. Folks, we have hit a record low in human history. I'm telling you, we have hit a record low in human history. There have been many atrocities in the world. But without a doubt, poisoning of Ghana waters by its own citizens is right up there with the atrocities in the world. And the very highly schooled who are supposed to be in their wise era, who are amongst us, are at the helm of this evil being committed. Now we are approaching our own Armageddon, and it's without provocation, just sheer love for money and short-sightedness. That's all. Just love for money and short-sightedness. Folks, the absence of culture in our education and religion, In my view, the absence of culture and religion, the absence of culture in our education and religion, in my view, is the number one cause. A people with no shame, the very foundation of our culture, fear of shame. Lovers of integrity and honor have now become worshippers of money at all cost. Folks, there's a video doing the rounds where a gentleman who's a trained medical doctor, now a politician, speaking at a rally and charging the crowd that they will not sack the galamseyers from the waters because they will lose votes. And that the miners were brought there by the NDC anyway, as a plot, so that if you sack them, they'll lose vote. Now, if you listen to the video and you hear the crowd cheering, jubilating, blowing their vuvuzelas, the joy, yem pamomu fisio numu hey. You are just shocked. The very people who depend on this water for life, so happy that some doctor is telling them that we'll leave the water to spoil. So then you ask, what is the purpose of going to school? Because clearly, everybody there may have some form of education, some JSSB there. Wakwa could do at least. Some even higher. After all, the guy speaking is a doctor. It doesn't get higher than that. You will be shocked. Folks, you will be shocked. And this is the wise era. Folks, this is the wise era. Wise era. In the foolish era, folks, they wove the kente cloth, which is still one of the world's leading material, the kente cloth. Udi, leave it anywhere and it stands out and it makes a statement and it never dates. The kente cloth, it can be woven in, you know, the year 1900. You bring it today, if you've kept it clean, it's still there. The foolish era people created it. They came up with the Adinkra symbols, which you can see worldwide. They gave us wise proverbs, which we still use today. Engineered traps and built houses out of touch, which still stands. They even created a fictional hero, Anansi. Just like the Bubiye Superman, we also created Anansi. And I'm told Anansi traveled all the way somewhere southern America. And he's called Hermando Anansi. The same man, Anansi. Koyak or Spanish world, Hermando Anansi. And that was the foolish era. They had identity. So one would have expected that after setting us on this pedestal, with our degrees and our masters and gold mininis and PhDs, we should have gone higher. We should have gone, we must go higher. So what happened to us? Folks, look at us. Look at where the lawyers and doctors, engineers, and the degree holders have done to us. So how did their schooling be of any benefit to us in any way? How did it benefit? Because the whole idea of somebody going to school is that you impart that person with some knowledge and then that person applies the knowledge. So what happened to whatever it is that was imparted to them for them to become lawyers and degree holders and engineers? And how is it benefiting us? And I sit down and I think that, you know what? One thing that's really lacking in our schooling is education. The very thing that we need in the schooling is what is lacking, education. Yes, somehow we are able to get all that knowledge, you know, the characteristics of this, the fundamentals of this, the characteristics, but how to now apply the characteristics and the fundamentals has become a great problem for us. It has become a great problem for us. So we've gone through the mill, we've been impacted with so much information, minimum 16 years. By the time you come out of first degree, 16 years, you went to school. But now how to apply what you learned in that 16 years for the community to benefit, for the nation to benefit, has become a big problem for us. And the fear of shame is number one. That people at the helms of affairs, watching our waters and our lands being destroyed, knowing very well that the world is moving into that green space where that's where the new world is. It's technology and green. We can't do too much technology, but as for green, but they have no shame. And we are all paying. Because we look at what is going on now, folks. We look at what is going on now. And we still can't come together as one people to declare one strong policy or some strong warning. It tells you that we are really diseducated. Now, some of us, you know, really hurt. I mean, it hurts your soul. Oh, crap. It hurts your soul. This cannot be our lot. Folks, this can never, ever be our lot. You can't be so blessed and so cursed in the same breath. You can't be so blessed and absolutely cursed in the same breath. And that's why I'm saying that the negatives, it seems to be wiping away all the benefits. We've become Europeans at heart and just sympathetic Africans. Here we are, all labor unions, university lecturers, name it, everybody shouting, stop galamsey now, stop galamsey now. And the people at the helms of our pain saying to you, hell no. And we are talking about water. So folks, we are talking about life. And in every instance, folks, the most important thing is life. When all else fails, one thing that you protect is life. So when you get to a point where a people, a country, don't give a damn about life anymore, I am saying it is a record low in humanity's catastrophes. It is a record low. Look, these things, you know, catastrophes have happened, but it's where one country invades one and probably drops an atomic bomb, or one country invades another country and decides to ethnic cleanse or something like that. But see, nothing has happened. And the whole town, like leukemia, attacks its own self. That is a record low. Damage every single prominent river there is going. I hear it's now creeping into the Volta. The last river standing or the last lake standing, it's now creeping in there. And still, there are people at the helms of affairs saying that because of votes, because of money, because of votes, because of money, and the people who will drink the water to are blowing vuvuzela to cheer them on. Is there any law that we can sink? And that's why I'm asking, if this is how wise we were, and you could school quiet them, because that's what this, we could have done that without going to kindergarten. Folks, we can do this without even going to kindergarten. Just stay at home and just let things be. We must turn our fortunes around before the bar breaks. Folks, we must turn our fortunes around. Someone just sent me, well, Engineer Watch just sent me, it's a Ghana secures $30 million UAE grant for forest conservation. Folks, we have gotten to the point where even if we discover the truth, we are unable to act on it. Folks, the average Ghanaian girl, you have to marry her twice. Can you imagine? No matter how well read we are today to understand that the traditional marriage is a legal and accepted marriage, you still have to go and marry her in church, which is not even biblical. Folks, it is not even in the any Bible move. It's from Genesis to Revelation. That white gown that we do, it's not biblical. But today, 2024, every girl has to be married twice. Look at our judges at the helms of affair. Will still wear the coat and the wig and oshuimu. They wear, and these are supposed to be the bigger brains sitting on bigger things. At nowhere should we say, look, let's sit down and create our own frock, something that reflects our temperature and our culture near Fambetnasi. No. But these are the most read. These are the most read. Look, up to today, Nkoko is still spelled in Kau Kau because the white man spelled it in Kau Kau. Yes, to Hosa till today. At least the Chebi people changed from Kibi to Chebi. There's another one to mean Kachebi, no, I'm sure Kibia. Okwa, yen changing in Mra Chebi. And I think most towns should follow suit. That white man couldn't pronounce your name, Wachoni Bibi. So, Okwa, why are you stuck with it? Why are you stuck? You see, that's what I'm saying. There's something within the education system that by the time you finish, you're unable to correct mistakes. And so we live through our misfortunes. We live through our misfortunes. Live through our misfortunes. We must pause. So that by the time somebody goes through school, at least by class 6, he knows the importance of the environment, that his very existence depends on the environment. By class 6, you should know. Nobuo University, Yamakwanya, then he goes to pollute water to get money to come and pay university fees. I mean, are you that stupid? Then why are you university? Oh, university heading. You are in university. The school breaks. You come into the Rapra or the Ankobra or the tunnel, put mercury, cyanide, everything in it, and then you get money. And you're coming back to school. You're coming back to school to come and do what? You're already mad. From there, go to an asylum and tell the doctor, you don't come back to school. But that's where, you see, I don't know if you get what I'm talking about. He's been able to go to school to Olegon or Watek. Yemakwanya. He gets some mercury, some cyanide, gets into the river, poisons the river, spoils the river, makes some money, and comes back to school. No better than school fees, no better than classroom. What better than higher thing? Please. What are you coming to do? What are you coming to do back in school? You need to be in an asylum. So folks, that's why I said me, I'm open-minded today. So let me hear what you have to say. It's 0302-216-541. 0302-216-541. Hello, and who's my first caller?
Hello, Nana, good evening. This is Kojo.
Kojo, let me hear you.
I'm in country Kakra. I did back on my home, say, I say, a BB4. Yeah, you see me create any fortune, be out. Am I? Na the yens yaba betua and yankupon at the adumien and soa. Yes, say no. And to me, Juno, I quite say, I said, a bit the thing like a bit money and answer be benino. I said, a yabe dane, no, maybe I'm a riasse. Where are sir? Obroni, a creative fortunes. I want the chrome and the man in Crawford. Yeah, bio. Now, they are better soon as well. As I say, yeah, the boy and uno. And as a pep quam, paddy so de ye, a man bear at the papa at the man near South Dunning and no me and not yet, say, no. I say, yeah, but we have to say, yeah, say, yeah, you have to move with the Niana. We need to say, you have to simple.
Thank you very much for that call. My brother is just disappointed with the black race. Hello, and who is talking to me?
Good evening, Nana.
Good evening.
Nana Nyankwada, Isaac James from Abokobi.
Isaac, let me hear you.
Nana, I've been so sad and devastated since Saturday that I heard that kind of interview. Nana, when we were kids, at the village, when you even want to attend to nature's call, my mother would tell me, don't go near the river. Go to the other side, dig the ground, and attend nature's call. If we know that this world is going to turn like that, we should have even stayed in the village and farm. Nana, our education have turned this way because, see, if you are going to school, they tell you that you go to school, I mean, when you complete JHS, you go to SHS, after that you go to the university, you get work, get money, and get married, and then you live ever after. So what they are putting in your mind is making money, not getting knowledge. That is our problem. So we have taken learning of culture from our education, and we are learning things that, I mean, how can a whole medical doctor that you've been in school for years and you know the value of water and you know the danger of chemicals being put in water? Oh, Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Thank you very much. And I have Chidiak on the line. Hello, Chidiak.
Nana, good evening.
Good evening, my brother.
To me, this is not a problem. Mm. The labor unions,
mm-hmm.
when they were about to sell the Smith properties, what happened? They're not serious. Mm-hmm. If today, labor union and TUC say they'll go for strike, sit-down strike, transport union, sit-down strike, tomorrow, this thing will stop.
Amen.
We are just joking. Up to now, labor union said they are going on strike at the end of the month. Today is when? They are still there. And we are all going to die. Jokers. Bye.
Thank you very much, Chidiak. And yes, if we get together, we can definitely do something about this. And Ajeman Joseph.
Good evening, and I hope you're doing well.
I'm very well, my brother.
And at the statement you made, that those who are supposed to, help us to fight Gram, say there have been money lovers.
Mm.
That sums up your conversation. I'm going to put an allegation down for us to deliberate on it and see how best we can solve this Gram say menace.
Mm.
And I went to the village over the holidays, and a friend allegedly told me that one of these Gram say sites, he witnessed it freely, that the gang leader,
mm-hmm.
the sponsor, the company owner who is having a gun, say, was having military men, special bodied military men guiding him. So when the team, the Operation Vanguard or Operation Stop Gun, say, before, got there, they were also having military men, and when they met them, there was an exchange of money and case died.
Wow.
Money in Ghana must go. We just put it in the Operation Vanguard car, and that is all. And it is allowed that if you, Nana and Sakao Company Limited, want the military to guide you, when you go to the unit like 1 BM in the infantry, they will provide you with military men to guide you. The money will be spent within the unit. So in this case, can a military man arrest a military man? Nana, let's think about this. God be with you.
God be with you too, my brother. And I have Ashong on the line. Hello, Ashong.
Yes. What you said is correct.
Lower your radio set for me, please. Thank you.
What you said is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Because somebody also said, too much of eyes open is eyes closed.
Hmm.
When you become too educated, then sometimes you begin to think backward. And just to sum up, I think quality is also one thing which is destroying everything in this country. Quality. When you belong to color red, you don't see any other color.
Mm.
When you see black, it's red. When you see white, it's red. So politics is making a lot of people mad.
Thank you very much. Once they get the politics wrong, everything else will be wrong. I have Michael on the line. Hello, Michael.
Anna, how are you doing?
Michael, I'm pained, but I'm okay.
I've said it before,
mm-hmm.
that there's no political party in this country that can stop this galamsey.
Mm-hmm.
But people make fun of my speech, and I don't understand. Okay. Nana, you see, when you get to such times, you need to be very radical. Okay? If a community of 100,000 people will have to die to save the whole country of about 35 million. That's okay. I hope you understand me.
Yeah. I mean,
so what I'm saying is that they have to cut water supply, you know, from all these communities and surround the communities with, you know, security personnel. Let just position the security personnel there for about 2 months. So you should come with your man, Umbi Piaba. That's how you solve it. If they decide to stay there and drink that water and die, you know, that is fine. But I'm telling you, that's the only way we can solve the problem. Surround the communities with security personnel. Don't enter. Don't go into the community. Just surround it. Cut water supply, you know, from the communities. Let the security be there for at least 2 months. They will come out. Finish. Yeah, Brian, who cried?
Sometimes when it gets to this time, you know, the emotions, you have to add a little bit of ruthlessness to get to the bottom of it. Nana Kwesi is on the line. Hello, Nana Kwesi.
Nana Ansakwa.
Yes.
Hello. I've said on this show, the biggest threat to Ghana are majority of Ghanaians who are loyal to political parties than they are to Ghana. That is the second bomb that we are sitting on right now, which is exploding gradually. That is how come these people, a member of parliament, will make this statement, and you have people there tearing him up. I'm sorry, so can't he be arrested for saying this? Because this person is an accomplice. Which means he knows the people who are doing it, and he's not willing to do anything about it. Nana. Education, I say, is supposed to enhance common sense and wisdom. The enhancement of common sense and wisdom is one sense into knowledge. Here, the skill to benefit us. However, black people, I wonder if we are all truly descendants of Adam and Eve. I don't think so. Because any embino, it doesn't show. Say we are all descendants of Adam and Eve. The white people, they are no human beings than us. So how come their common sense and wisdom works to perfection? And when you come to black people, it's a different story. The co-school, how is it that we go to school and then we lose our common sense and wisdom to reading books, to certificates? And then one year, he has doctor, he's a doctor, he's a lawyer, he has master's, he has this, and one year, and then what? And then he ended, Nana. So, Nana, it's goes into the time where we should use cane. You see, Uncle, we're all career, you know. After the member of parliament made this, and he had the cane, he had Trinity. Nana, that's what we should get to. Because we can't allow for some of this nonsense to continue. And the president is there. On casting or what? I say he condones everything that his people do. And we are dying. We are dying, you know, Nana. We are dying. That's so suffering. We are dying. And Kokari Yani actually eternity boom heavy. So why are you talking stupidly like this? But you see, all because of what? Votes, politics. And you, the people of this country, you don't see. They are showing you that they don't care about you. All they care about is the vote and power because it makes them rich. And you say you can't see. Hey, Ghana for M Kosi Daben. Nyankopon my name bow. We na yebese we are sinamano.
I share your emotions, my brother. I share your emotions. I have Martin Luther on the line. Hello, Martin Luther.
Good evening.
Good evening, Martin.
Thank you, Baba, for such opportunity. First of all, let me say that, you know, one of the matters of law says he who says secrecy must come with a clean hand.
Yeah.
That is the matter of law.
Okay.
And why am I creating this preamble? You see, and it's unfortunate that some of us now are tend to be hypocrites. Now, let me say, as a young guy, as a small boy, as an Azima, when I just started this with my uncles, Takwa, Christian, they were doing it. But why is this not alarming? Because people have chosen to mine on the river body that become our very level. That is the worry. Police resources are not also for our consumption. The question is, all the worker parties and some chiefs and they will be all liable for this menace. If you remember, but Akufo-Addo said he doesn't care, he's putting his governance online. And to that, he lost some people with some seats and votes. Meanwhile, other opponents were planning to attend that Yaba, Mahama, my mining. So I was sincere to ourselves. So me, my approach is that some of the persons who are now becoming preachers of the Galaxy, instead of preaching about God, let us all come to say that, look, all the political parties, let command themselves to undertake it, that, look, whether you win or lose, or if you adhere to this treaty, that you cannot do otherwise. If you do that, nobody can disown you. Because, look, most of us are hypocrites. I'm telling my brother. Oh, Nana, sorry, I can't help you.
That's fine. That's
India.
Fine.
See, let me tell you something. If you don't do this, look, if we are just putting cash in the air, because people, the mining issue, the chiefs are involved, politicians are involved, and even some civil people. You know, you were told that some generals even were involved. So please, it should be approached holistically and ensure that this is short. Because hey, somebody says, "Oh, your mom must survive." It's about what? It's supposed to that if because I need a job, I can go and kill somebody and say, "Yes, I'm surviving." This is not, we are not in the land of the jungle. So please, it's a holistic issue. All of us must improve and ensure that. Let all the parties commit themselves to organized labor. This is what you should do. Ensure that every political party commits itself to it so that if you do otherwise, it can be hell level. And then my final submission is the guy, the national demonstration, those who did the demonstration. You know, the constitution allows it. People have the right to demonstrate. But he must also ensure that we do so without exceeding somebody else's right. Because you have the right to stretch your legs, but you must ensure that it doesn't exceed your nose. Why do you think a policeman will put the engine off and try to block the room for people that may also have a serious health issue? And you say in the name of the demonstration, please, let's be the decorous and rather that our right doesn't exceed somebody else's right. Thank you for this platform. I'm very grateful.
Thank you very much, too. And Abu Mohammed is on the line.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Abu.
Yeah, good evening, Anna.
Good evening. Let me hear you.
Yes, yeah. When persuasion fails, force must be applied. We've persuaded for years. We've complained for years. It is obvious. Persuasion and complaining will never solve this problem. When I keep telling people, it will never solve it. Let them term expire, like the other guy said. When we don't give you power, go there, go to Galamsey and say you are going to do something and see where power lies. You give the people power and the person use power against you. The statement a previous guy made concerning water not to go to where Galamsey. I made this statement before. Don't allow anybody to send water to there. Because the people who are involved in Galamsey, they have their sachet water, their bottled water in their cars, and they will go and drink it. So stop, make sure no water, nobody carry water for anywhere to that place.
I share the sentiments there. 03-02-216-541. It's just sad. This one says, in Ghana, we go to school to be able to get a job, not to be educated. apply. Signs on the line. Hello, Papa.
Great King.
Yes, sir.
You live long.
We live long too, my brother.
My answer to the politicians is that they should read Galatians 3, verse 1 to 3. God bless Ghana, Mother Ghana. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen to that. Rookie's on the line. Hello, Rookie. Hello, Rookie.
Yeah, hello, Nana.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Rookie, let me hear your thoughts on this, because we've gone to school and gone to school and gone to school, and the products of our school and what we are yielding, I begin to wonder. We could have done this without going to school.
Nana, Today, listening to you, Ricky, I am teary. And I'm not teary for myself, but I am teary for my 9-year-old son. I am asking myself, what future will I leave for him that if I should die today? Would he be able to get water to drink tomorrow? And the funny thing is, those people who are involved in Galamsey, Nana, the big men, they walk about with water in their cars. Nana, me here, I can't afford those foreign waters. I need to drink from this sachet water or the bottled water from Ghana. And yet when I agitate, I get someone telling me because of votes. Nana, when you kill us, who will you come and govern? When you're done killing us, Nana, who at all will you come and govern? But these people are not thinking. We are only getting schooling, but we are not getting educated. Why did we go wrong? Can't we do better? You find people telling you that, yes, Galamsey has been going on for, yes, we understand, it's been years. But at least when our forefathers were doing, they were thinking. They thought about the future. They thought about us, that we are benefiting today. So if we are destroying the future for our children, what do we expect them to say? Would they also be able to say that our forefathers thought about us when they were doing this? It's a pity, Nana.
Thank you. And I thank you so much for calling. And Livingston is on the line. Hello.
Hello, Nana. Good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, this is a very nice topic that I've been thinking about all the time. Because King Martin Luther Jr. said that equality is a disease that, and they are in majority. If they are to be elect a president, they may have a president that will be against their own self. Why is he saying that? Education is different from programming. The kind of schools we have in Africa or we attend is about programming. They program our mind towards something that we can do to help the white, not to sustain or not to solve problems. The lecturer in the university or in the high schools are still building on Isaac Newton or John Dalton's theory in terms of their science and other things. What have they discovered? So people are no more going to school to find solutions, but they are going to school for money. That is job. And you'll be programmed to do some jobs that will not favor your next generation. Talking about what is happening about this Galamsey and solving water problem issues, you know that it will surprise you that by the end of the day, we will find out that most of our leaders are even going to be programmed by some of the white men to do things that will make our country to be as a cemetery, as one of the historical sectors. It's very, very pathetic when you look at it. Right now, not the whole Ghana that I'm listening to you, but it's being in a way that the kind of people or the kind of person you are, you have that kind of people, like the bed is equal to that fluid. And the majority in the country are more idiots. They think they have bachelor or whatever degree. You can be a bachelor degree or whatever,